Chapter 3. How did we get into this state of war? Disease. And natural disasters. Respect the universal order. When God established the order within the universe, there was a certain regularity that had to be observed. Just as when we build highways or roads to make our traffic or transportation more convenient, there must be certain traffic laws enforced in society in order to protect people, to protect the drivers, the walkers, and regulate the traffic flow. If we drive according to this law, then we have no accidents. If we don't, we have problems. Our lives might be injured or lost, and then we incur suffering upon ourselves, our relatives, and friends. So all the suffering in this world is not caused by God. God doesn't test us. Misery and suffering are not sent by God to test our faith and devotion. No, it is our own making. So we say, as you sow, so shall you reap. Everywhere I hear people blame God for all kinds of things. But it's just as if you blamed the traffic lawmaker for your accident when you drank too much and drove into the left lane instead of the right. It is not the fault of the government. It is your own fault. The law says you should not drive when you drink, and the law says you should drive on the right instead of the left. So if we do not abide by the law of God, then we have trouble. The law says, "Thou shalt not kill." But look at what our ancestors have been doing for many centuries, and some of our brothers are still doing it now. Even in the name of God, even in the name of Jesus. They dare make war against each other, which is extremely regrettable. For it is not God's will, and neither was it the intention of Jesus Christ. One kills the other, and the other kills the one. Then the children kill the other's children, and the other's children take revenge, and so we never stop. War brings many disasters along with itself. It weakens the economic structure of a nation. It weakens the strength of the people. And it also weakens their morality and their faith. Hence, many people will blame God again. They will say, if there is a God, why would He let war go on? Why would He let people kill each other and such and such? Now there are some current happenings, such as the change of the weather, famines, and all kinds of diseases, which inflict suffering on our world. So some people with little faith blame God again. Wherever I gave lectures, people would ask me, if there is a God, why has such and such disaster happened? But these people should remember that it's not God who does all these things. It's we who make all these troubles. For example, a few nations always test atom bombs and hydrogen bombs, which disturbs the construction of the atmosphere and then shake the stability of the earth. They think that just shooting the bombs into the air or into the ocean won't make any problems. But this still creates problems because the universe is constructed with many kinds of materials, some with solid substances and some with invisible substances. So by disturbing the invisible substances, they also disturb the stability of the universe and interfere with the revolution of nature. For example, you build a house with windows, doors, and some empty rooms. If one of the corners is broken, then the temperature in the room will change. Even though it is the summer at night, it will be very cold if the broken hole is not mended. Because sometimes in the night, cold wind and rain will come. Protect our heroic, compassionate self. We must save the human and human compassionate heart. That is the most important. We have to save our noble quality. Again and again, I always mention, it's not just about the physical existence on this planet that we want to save, but we want to protect the children. And by doing that, we protect our noble self, our heroic, compassionate self. which is our true nature. If we lose them, it's worse than losing the planet. We have to keep our compassionate heart. We have to be noble and truthful, loving and protective of the weak and the feeble. Like children and the helpless, defenseless animals, we must protect our noble nature. We must be living, walking, breathing children of God, or the disciples of the Buddhas. Love begets love. Because first of all, we have to practice love in order to beget love. In order to be all-pervasive, loving, like our Father, we have to love all beings. And that is the meaning behind the vegan diet. It's not to be healthy, or not because Jesus said so, or Buddha forbids. It's just we have to be love reincarnate. We have to be the walking God on this planet. We have to live like God would live in order to be near God. God doesn't punish us, it's just like begets like. If we want to be near to something, we have to go there. The same direction. So God created all beings and let them die naturally. So should we. If we couldn't create, at least we do not destroy. The commandment in the Bible is, "Thou shall not kill." It didn't say, "You shall not kill humans only." It says, "Thou shall not kill." Anything killed is killed.